It is 9:20 on a Friday. Got a cloudy thing going on right now and 37 degrees. And I've been saying all morning, you know, it's time to get off the streets and get into the alleys. I just, you know, I love that line, and I just keep repeating it and repeating it. As we're talking with Rick Schuller this morning, Terrace Lanes. Rick, good morning.
Bill.
How long's it been? It's been a while since you've been in here to talk with us.
Yeah, last year early.
Yeah. So it's the fall of the year. How'd the summer go? Let's backtrack.
Did you have summer a good went summer? Good.
Yeah.
You know, it was enough out there and stuff. We still get enough foot traffic in the summertime and keep us from going. Now all our leagues are up and running, so that's good to see.
You got a lot of families coming in summertime?
We do, yeah.
People with kids bringing them in?
Still doing the birthday parties and that in the summertime.
Fantastic.
So.
And that's always been big out there since you started the birthday parties.
Yeah, a couple of class reunions out there this summer.
Okay.
So that's nice to see also.
All right. Well, we'll get to this at the end, but we'll mention it now. If people are thinking about birthdays or class reunions or you know, whatever.
We book almost anything.
Just give you a call out there,
yes.
And you can take care of that, too. Can they rent the whole place? It's like, hey, Rick, I got a big family reunion. Can I have...
Yes, they can. They can take the whole place or just what they need.
All right. That is a fantastic feature.
You know, that's with our company, Christmas parties also. We do some of them. They'll take the whole place. They just, like I said, smaller companies just need a little bit. And that's with what we got. We can accommodate just about anything.
Right. And what's nice about that, and I'm envious because you get to sit out there and watch people having fun.
That's right.
You know, not a lot of people could say that. What do you do for a living? I sit around and watch people have fun and have a good time.
I don't like the comment sit around, but, you know.
No, I've never been out there when you've been stationary. I will say that.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit. You know, fall comes around and you get everything going here. We've got the rollers here. At KBMW and B92, and they go out there every Monday night and just tear it up, and they love it.
And they're having a great time.
Right.
The women on Monday nights, we're up a team this year. It's looking great. They all have a great time. Our men were up two teams this year, so I got a full house now on Wednesday nights.
So you don't need any more.
Actually, I got one open lane.
One open lane, okay.
I could use a team if somebody's got one. And now we're trying to look, putting the word out there. We would like to start a smaller mixed league of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Not true couples, but mixed. And I need the teams before I can even say that we're going to start it because I got to get some commitments first. If I say I'm going to start it here, it's tough.
Yeah.
You know, so as soon as I get enough commitments, then we can pick a starting date. So if you're interested out there in doing something, we're looking at Thursday nights. Give us a call. We'll get your name on there, and once we get enough teams to do it, we will get it started.
And just show up and have fun.
Yes. That's all we ask.
Again, that's the recipe out there.
Yeah. It's not about how you're bowling all the time. It's how much fun you can have while you're out there.
Speaking of which, and I've asked you this before, what kind of bowler are you? I bet you're awesome. I bet you're a sandbagger. I bet you're very modest, and you don't say much, and then, you know.
I always try my best. I am not a sandbagger.
Yeah.
I'm one of these guys that says, you know what, you're doing something, do it to the best of your ability.
Mm-hmm. So everybody knows that going in, so you're not saying, okay, let's make this interesting, and then
right.
You just smoke people.
No. I'll tell you right now, I'm not the best bowler out there. I'm not the worst.
So I don't believe you.
I
don't believe you.
Me.
I think you're probably really good.
I can show you the paperwork.
So, you know, and it's not just bowling out there. Let's kind of do an overview of Terrace Lanes. You got a lot of stuff going on out there.
We do. We also got a lot of arcade machines out there. So if your kids are out there, they can always play those. We've got pool tables out there. You can always come out and play pool. We've got the lounge out there. So if you need a drink, you can come out and do that. We've got 10 ETAB machines in the house.
Ooh.
So you can come out and play the ETABs.
Are those busy? I bet they are.
They are always busy.
Yeah.
It's a big hit and brings in business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other than that, like I said, there's always something for you to do when you're out there.
Well, yeah, you're never going to be at a loss for things to do out there. Do you get people that aren't really interested in bowling, but they come in and just kind of do the other things, you know, like play pool?
Yeah, we do have people that come in just to play pool.
Mm-hmm.
We got a couple of dart boards. You can always come out and throw darts. And we've got them in the lounge and out in the bowling alley, so we can accommodate all ages.
Okay.
On that also.
What kind of hours you got going on out there at Terrace
Right
Lanes?
Now, we don't open until 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday through Thursday, and then we're open at 1 o'clock on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay.
And we go till close. It all sometimes it's determined on business.
Sure.
You know, we can't have... We're not open all night long if we have no business.
That's so true. Well, it wouldn't make no sense.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come out, a lot of times we do recommend, you know, call, make a reservation. And then we know we've got people coming out.
Right. And again, folks, if you're thinking of having a class reunion, family reunion, whatever kind of gathering.
Reunion, birthdays, anything.
Right. And you've been... And Christmas parties, that's what
Christmas
I wanted to
parties,
hear, too,
yep.
You know, because that's it's a time to be planning that, too.
Yeah.
So you can help us out there, too.
We can, even as a family Christmas party. If you need the space because you don't have a space in town to do it, give us a call, and we'll give you the information on it and try and help you as best we can.
Fantastic. Rick, always great to have you in here, my friend. Let's not make it so long.
Exactly.
You know, in between visits.
And you should come out and watch your lady some Monday
night.
I know you're an early morning guy and stuff, but it's they have a great time.
Well, they'd tear me up.
That is
a crazy crew out there. But, man, do they have fun.
Yes, they do.
And that's what it's all about.
And we have fun watching them have fun.
Fantastic. Rick Schuller from Terrace Lanes. Take care, my friend.
Thank you,
Bill.
You too.
It's 927 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Farm Director Mick Kerr with an Ag News update. No secret now, Moscow has submitted concerns to the United Nations about an agreement on Black Sea grain exports and is prepared to reject renewing the deal next month. The agreement was brokered by the UN and Turkey back in July, paved the way for Ukraine grain exports from Black Sea ports that had been shut since Russia invaded Ukraine. UN officials are due in Moscow Sunday to discuss the renewal of the agreement. Where did a rise in world soybean production come from this month? As the U.S. reported lower forecast.